Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Michigan Elections Board has agreed there are enough petition signatures to put a proposal to legalize recreational use of marijuana on the ballot in November. Now, the state legislature can approve that initiative if it wants to right now. If it doesn't do that within 40 days, then the proposal will be on the ballot. Maybe. The group Healthy and Productive Michigan opposes legalizing recreational marijuana. It might file a court challenge. Scott Greenlee heads up that group, and he joins us now. A story I heard from Rick Pluta indicates you may file a challenge. Are you going to do that?
Well, first of all, thanks very much for having us on the air. We're considering all our options. We believe that the legalization of recreational marijuana in Michigan would be a huge mistake for a number of reasons, but one of the reasons is it would put us in conflict with U.S. law and the Controlled Substance Act.
Well, that's not stopped eight other states from legalizing recreational use of marijuana. And, of course, 30 states, including Michigan, have legalized some form of medical marijuana. Pardon the pun, but it kind of seems like a grassroots movement. How are you going to stop that?
Well, you know, my mom taught me when I was old enough to understand what she was saying, that if one of my friends jumped off a bridge, I didn't have to join them. I could do the right thing. And in America, we have a system set up where Michigan essentially conforms to the laws and the rules of the United States, just as individual counties and municipalities in Michigan conform to state law. So we have a real problem with this from the fact that it is a violation of federal law. And just because other states have done it doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make it right for Michigan.
You know, when the majority of the people in the state, at least according to a recent Epic MRI survey, think that marijuana should be legalized, why should voters in the state be denied the opportunity to vote on it just because your group doesn't like it and might challenge it in court?
I mean, that's a very reasonable question. Polling in this day and age, as we saw from the last presidential election, isn't always necessarily spot on. And I think that a lot of the polling that's been done have been very quick one and two type question polls versus doing a deep dive and doing education of the challenges.
I mean, I've dealt with Epic MRA. In fact, I've hired Epic MRA, and I trust their work. So let's not diss the pollsters. Let's get to the question.
Oh, I'm not dissing the pollsters at all. They're a very reputable firm. But I think you saw in the last election that all firms, every single one of them, was off. And in this day and age, without any voter education, without pointing out that so many people in Michigan and so many organizations like the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, most of your law enforcement organizations, most of your medically based organizations are against this, it's much easier to have a sure, sounds fine, marijuana didn't harm me when I tried it 20 years ago or whatever people say. It's not your father's marijuana. It's much stronger. And there are a lot of people in Michigan that are against this, even more when they get some education.
There are also a lot of people in Michigan who smoke marijuana now, and at some risk to their, they might become incarcerated. If it's already happening to a great degree, and the majority of the people, according to this poll, think that it should be legalized, why shouldn't we allow those people to make that choice in their life?
I definitely enjoy discussing the incarceration end of this, because I think that there's a narrative out there that either marijuana has to be completely legal or people are winding up in jail, and that's just not the case. Most of the people that go to jail or prison are because of marijuana being involved somehow with their charges, are folks that are on probation violations, folks that have the intent to distribute and sell. The average person who goes out and smokes a joint or has a brownie or a gummy or what have you is either going to get a warning or they're going to get a fine. It's like a ticket situation, like somebody speeding. Now, if you're habitual, if you're on probation for assault and battery, if you've gotten DUIs, that's a whole different story. But at that point, the punishment isn't about the marijuana. The punishment is about the other crimes that have been committed.
Well, the Republicans and Democrats alike have said they want to see the Department of Corrections incarceration rate for people in there for nonviolent drug offenses reduced. So how does your opposition to this initiative affect that bipartisan effort to reduce the cost for corrections?
Yeah, again, we're not opposed to anything from a penalty standpoint that they're looking at. We just don't think that it should be widespread legal and utilized recreationally in Michigan. And again, I'll push back on some of those stories that are out there. The vast majority of people that are in prison for marijuana use are on either a probation violation or had some other crime involved and they're being written up. If folks are out on the street smoking a joint, they're not getting grabbed off the street, locked up, handcuffed, and thrown in jail. It's just not happening.
If your court's challenge, if you file it, does not stop the initiative from reaching the ballot, what would be your next move?
So we will be working with a lot of corporate partners and individual partners in Michigan to raise money to educate the public. We believe that when the public understands that things haven't exactly gone great in states like Colorado, Washington, California, and that states like Ohio, Vermont, and Arizona, the good people there have voted this initiative down and both said no to recreational marijuana, that Michiganders will feel the same way. They'll see the risks. They'll see that the tax dollars aren't always as what they're projected or planned. They'll understand a lot about some of the unintended consequences, and they'll do the right thing and uphold the federal law and vote no.
What corporations, what groups would fund that effort?
You know, there's a lot of them. The Michigan Chamber has come out, and most chambers are very strongly against this because of the detrimental nature of recreational marijuana on industry and on the job market in any state. And I think at the appropriate time, we will bring forward a lot of corporate partners that look at this as just a disaster for business and for the economy in Michigan. And I'd again refer you to the Michigan Chamber. The Grand Rapids Chamber is already out publicly. And much more to come on the business front, I assure you of that.
Scott Greenlee is with Healthy and Productive Michigan, a group which opposes legalizing marijuana in the state. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.